Good morning. It's 6:51.
My fellow Americans, we are made for this moment, and we will seize it so long as we seize it together.
President Obama's 18-minute second inaugural address is drawing some criticism from Republicans who say he should have spoken more about compromise and united. Joining us live now is Glenn Thrush. He's senior White House reporter for Politico. Glenn, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning.
Well, it was a different tone than we heard 4 years ago, but I think it's a president who's been through four tough years in fighting with Congress. Did you hear anything in what he said in that inaugural address that gave you any sense that the president would try a new approach in dealing with Republicans especially?
I think we're going through a different phase of bipartisanship on Obama's part. I think we tried a little bit of the velvet glove last time. I think now we're going for the frying pan over the head. I think there's a deep sense in the White House that the president won this election. They regard it as a mandate, and they recognize that one-on-one negotiations with Republicans in back rooms hasn't yielded much, and the way to go is to marshal public opinion against them.
But as we've heard so much over the last 24 hours or so, history is rife with examples of reelected presidents who have overreached in their second term, not gotten all they wanted.
Yeah, that is really the difference. I mean, presidents have to walk this very fine line. You can't be too circumscribed in what your goals are, or you don't get anything at all, and you cannot overreach, which is why a lot of these guys in the last 2 years of their terms just opt for foreign policy where they don't need much congressional approval. Obama, however, does not really have the luxury of kind of sitting around and doing nothing. We have to deal with these fiscal issues. We have entitlements. We have sequester. And there does seem to be a fairly large will, even among Republicans, to deal with immigration reform. So I think his plate is going to be a little bigger than most second-term presidents.
When the president came into office 4 years ago, he talked about change. Was he saying yesterday, you can't change Washington?
You know, that's a great question. I think to some extent he was recognizing that. You know, I think there is a sense that yesterday that he is sort of the eternal outsider. I thought it was the most liberal speech he has given since he's been president. And I think this was really a recognition to a crowd that was both smaller and more progressive than the one that he spoke to 4 years ago that he's going to do it a different way this time.
Glenn, thanks. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Glenn Thrush from Politico this morning.